voices from the Freeport.
This year, the Freeport area of Bataan, or FAB as it is more commonly called, is observing three milestones. The anniversaries of three very significant laws. On June 21, 1969, nearly 55 years ago now, then-President Ferdinand Edralin Marcos Sr. signed into law Republic Act 5490, providing for the establishment of the very first foreign trade zone in the Philippines at Mariveles Port in the province of Bataan. This foreign trade zone would come to be known as the Bataan Export Processing Zone, and it was run by the newly created Export Processing Zone Authority, or EPZA. Over two decades later, the Philippine Economic Zone Authority, or PEZA, was organized. PEZA took over management of the Bataan Export Processing Zone from EPZA, and the area was renamed as the Bataan Economic Zone. On October 23, 2019, nearly 15 years ago now, during the term of then-President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, Republic Act 9728 came into effect, converting the Bataan Economic Zone into the Freeport area of Bataan and creating the Authority of the Freeport Area of Bataan, AFAB, that would administer it. On August 30, 2019, nearly 5 years ago now, then-President Rodrigo Roa Duterte approved Republic Act 11453, amending the previous charter to strengthen AFAB, lengthening the list of approved economic activities in the Freeport to include, among others, technology-driven industries, and to allow the registration of expansion areas beyond Mariveles to other places within the province of Bataan. Three milestones from FAB's timeline, from 55, 15, and 5 years ago, all bringing us to where we are now, all readying us for a future to look forward to. As we mark these milestones this year, 2024, Voices from the Freeport will meet a number of the companies and the people that have been part of FAB's story so far. My name is Bing Kimpo, Chief of Staff of AFAB Administrator and CEO Hossein Pagandaban. On our podcast, Voices from the Freeport, 55-15-5, the FAB Anniversary Series begins. This episode with a conversation with I.S. Jung, CEO of the locator group Dongin Entech, which traces its roots to South Korea. Dongin has been operating at FAB since 1996 and as a group is the largest employer in the Freeport, providing jobs for some 10,000 Filipinos. Mr. Jung, please tell us a bit about Dongin Group.
Dongin is the company is making high-end outdoor gears, so especially climbing backpacks and tent and some outdoor furnitures and some travel gears. So, but we do not making simple backpack. So, mean to say, we are making the backpacks for the climber, climbing the Everest. We are number one high tech backpack manufacturing company.
You're not just one company. You're nine. What does each make here in the Freeport area of Bataan?
There's several companies, different role. First thing is our ECTC is a material control, and then also cutting of all kind of our fabrics and meshes by the CNC cutting machines. So the other company is Armatech, is making aluminum technology. So we have a very high-tech aluminum, is manufacturing technology. We are making 7001 is alloy that is very strong aluminum. So that's why we are making tent poles, frames. So that is all made in-house. So we are supplying all kind of parts to every sewing factories, other seven factories. So other seven factories is making backpacks, but it's different categories. For example, Miko is making the backpack for Arc'teryx. Arc'teryx is known as a Hermes, so it's level of a backpack in the world. So that's why is so also that each factory has a different role making different is customer. Plus, we have recently we got the making golf bags, Callaway. So it's totally different manufacturing. That is plastic and the sewing and the aluminum. So all kind of different materials concentrating. That's why each company has different role, also different customers, because each customer is very high-end customer. So every customer do not want to put in one place because they are, do not share their you know, know-how to others. That's why we're going to seek security of their know-how. That's why we have separate sample rooms, separate manufacturing areas. That's why we have Deca 9 companies here.
I know that you're a contract manufacturer of outdoor gear and equipment. Which brands do you make for?
We are making a very high-end brand, like Arc'teryx, Sir Gregory. So these two brands is top two among three. So they're much very, you know, famous brand. Also, we are making Black Diamond. Black Diamond is known as, you know, very high-end, you know, harness, like a rock climbing. Rock climbing parts is we are making 100% of Black Diamond harnesses for rock climbing. Their market share in the world is 40%. So that's why, you know, is each high-end brand is has a that kind of technology. Also, we are making Yeti and the Belloy. And also Japanese brand Monbear, so also Camelback. It's so many. We are working with 40 different brands. So, so among them, 10 different brand, high end brand is taking 70% of sales. So, on the 30 different brands is a small, but we think is kind of big possibility for the future. For expansion of our growth. That's why, you know, that is our structure of brands.
How did you come to set up here at the Freeport area of Bataan?
I came here with my friends before. My first job is making an aluminum frame for the backpacks in Korea. So, but, you know, is during coming out with Philippines and the communication with, you know, that the is that buyer. The buyer name was Kerti. So and then, so they approached me and then they asked me to create my own sewing companies here. So that is my starting point. I starting here in the 1996 with 100% of sewers. So that is my starting. So, but when I at that time, we do not making a high-tech packs, but during my business, coming out to the USA and then working with so many different companies, first time is to kick me out. Second time, they accept me and then give me one cup of coffee. The third time, and then is they start to ask me, what kind of thing can you do to us? So, but as time goes by, they acknowledge our you know, skills. They ask me their headaches. Can you do that? Can you do this? Not that. But at the time, whenever I traveled USA and come back, KJ, our vice president, senior vice president, KJ and me, and then our pattern makers, Mani, is we are developing. So it's overnight working. You know, hardworking, and then so with our so people, so that's why we are making huge number of backpacks throw away, broken, you know. So during that kind of trial, so we know is what the high end brand needs. So we are gathering, bring in the so many skills, adding on, and then so. Expanding our, you know, as like a pattern makers or workers or new technologies, welding, bending, and then so many. It's a backpack, it's not only sewing. It's so many different skills is combined together. As I mentioned, it's we are making a backpacks for the people on the more than 7,000 height, it's altitude. that is critical area, right?
Yes.
So that's why we must be careful. Well, must be lightweight, high tech, and that is ergonomic, is designed for the people. We are concentration on that. That's why we have all kind of, our level is going up, now lead to this level. So that is a point of, you know, as an important terms of point, why I stay here, why I make a big plan for the future in Bataan.
In a sense, your growth, you were saying that it is actually driven by the customer need. You had a customer before?
Charity. And then after that, the coming back. Yes, coming back is hydration backpacks. We are, you know, is passing the test about the in Iraq war. So is Iraq war is we need the U.S. soldier need 12 liter water for 3 days is operation. So that's why we passed the test with the coming back. That's why this all USA soldiers in Iraq, they wear our backpacks. That makes us our company name everywhere. As I told you, we are helping Kelty, and then so Kelty, the at the time Red Cloud and then Red Wing cities hit the market, getting big. So at the time Arc'teryx came to us, and then we are developing together. So Arc'teryx Bora pack is you know how much is $800. It's very expensive backpack in the world. That is, we developed together. But there was a Bora series, but we are making a so totally advanced, you know, lightweight, high tech, you know, it's a beautiful scenery. So that is what we made.
Wow. That's impressive. Your companies have been operating here since the 1990s, since 1996, if I'm not mistaken. I would like to think that the Freeport, its environment, and your Filipino team have played a significant part in Dong-in's success story. Please tell us a bit about how Dong-in has grown in and with Bataan.
At the time, Philippine labor cost is higher than China, higher than Vietnam. So that is 1990s. So is I have so many headaches, and then our you know top management team KJ and I sit down and then think about what would be our target. So that's why we are thinking about the you know we need to go to the little bit the not simple one. So we are not making a you know is a mass production. We need the concentration on little bit technology. But multi-SKU, that would be the best way to going on. So that's why we are, we beating so many different kind of brands. So from that time, as time goes by, so we understand, we acknowledge what the brand needs. So we are concentration on developing that kind of skills. And then plus, I brought in so many deep hunting skills and then try to educate our people. But so my biggest concern is learning speed of our Philippine workers is really great. Also, once we educate them, they do not omit any kind of procedure. They try to keep the procedure, but they understand the technology. So that's why our all skill is melted in our people, major people. So that is our power. So whatever any designer has any kind of ideas, we try. And then we successfully making is any kind of product. One time successful, they make us some kind of pride. And the broad also kind of passion. So that drives, it's, that kind of story is spread out, is all kind of brand. That's why that makes us very famous. That is the main reason why is so many high-end brand is beating Philippines. So that's why all year round, you know, world high-end designers is continuously visiting Dongyi. That's why we are preparing is our, you know, it's a guest house for their staying. And then they are working with our sample room teams, so R&D teams together. We are enjoying together, working together, you know. So creation is the best fun in this field. So that makes, you know, everybody happy. Our life must be happy. So this, we must share happiness together. That is our, you know, is a story of this success story in the Philippines.
It has been written that Dongyi already has a substantial share in the supply chain for the manufacture of outdoor gear and equipment, and that you have been acquiring companies, this time in the product development space as well. So how much of both the supply chain and of product development, how much of the work of both sides is present already here in the Dongyi facilities here in Bataan?
So comparing with our competitors, we have hundreds of competitors, but everybody is in China, in Vietnam, or in Indonesia, not in Philippines. You know, compared with any others, we are so much in-house manufacturing. So compared with our competitors, they are so many companies outside, but so many suppliers, so many is you know, technical companies, it's going out together. They are making team. But our case is we are only one in Philippines. So that's why we are bringing so many technology in-house. But it's not easy. But the main point is depth of knowledge is getting deeper through our workers. That's why nobody can copy us. That is the, you know, is a big thing to me. But even though our all competitors try to take out our Korean managers or our merchandisers or pattern makers, you know, so many, maybe hundreds of, you know, people is already working in our competitors' company. Yeah.
Here?
No. In Vietnam, in Indonesia. They bring out already, pay more, but you know, but important thing is our technology is melted in all our system, not in one person. So that's why they cannot copy us. So that is the point. So that's why, this, you know, but now is so many people went out, they want to return back. But I never allow. Loyalty to the company is very important. And then, so once has a loyalty, so we are companies ready to help them to reach a certain level up. Mean to say they got the more pay, right? Because of high level. So that is our, you know, is how I can manage people. It's you know, like a right way of thinking, and then loyalty to the company. And then, so if company going to the right way, if they are ready to follow us, so they are people.
The manufacturing side, a lot of it is all here in-house. And in the product development side, research and development, are those things here in the Philippines as well, in the Freeport area of Bataan?
We already have an R&D team here. It's we are separate building, R&D team. But also in Korea, we also have an R&D team. Also recently, we have a company in USA, Wavy. So we are setting up the R&D in US. We have a big plan. Maybe within 5 years, we will making a design center here too. So yeah, so that's why it's kind of covering about new ideas, new technology, and the actual experiment about the technologies here, right? That's why, you know, new machines. Looks like we are a sewing company, but actually we have so many welding machines, CNC machines, so many crazy machines here in here. So that is our, you know, is a story for, you know, going to the preparation of going to the next step to go. So that's why we are now preparing, you know, it's a travel luggage program. So we are preparing another, you know, It's very hard to say right now, but we have two more different. So one thing is like a plastic manufacturing in the Philippines. You know, the other thing is we are making some another material, like a stainless steel manufacturing in the future.
Sure.
That's why, you know, is I'm asking some more space to APOP, so more you know, help for hiring more person.
As you build your ecosystem here in the Freeport area of Bataan, are you also beginning to hire Filipinos for jobs beyond the manufacturing floor?
Actually, our plan is from now on is minimum 1,000 workers per year is our plan to go. Is actually we already adding tent manufacturing. So we are educating tent patterning or skills of laborers for the tent. So we are working on three different brands. It's Big Agnes, and then also Nemo, and then MSR. These three brands is 40% of market share in USA. So, but we are start working on, but we are, if our team is ready, we can get a huge business of tent too. Plus, you already see our Callaway go back. So we are starting from Callaway. As you know, so USA and China has a big trouble. 25% special tax to US from China. So many manufacturing is coming up from the China. So that's why the Goldberg is already here. But we are waiting until the Goldberg brand. Ping is already contact us. We already got a small order for the Ping. But the Ping is a good company. They have so many ideas, but they are trying to find out the company making their dream to the actual product. So that's why they already see our old facility. They are surprised as our facility. But let's see. But if we are shake hands like Arcteryx or Gregory, maybe we can be on the top level of manufacturing of the Goldberg. They are now designing totally different looking of Goldberg. So, but I don't know what is the new technology, but they need, you know, sewing, patterning technology. They need, you know, also plastic. Also, they need aluminum technology. So that's why, who can have that kind of old technology? We are the only one. That's why we have so many plans for expanding. So that's why we are educating so many people. Minimum 10,000, but maybe average 1,500 or 2,000 workers we're going to add in here.
Are you thinking of bringing in more Filipinos to your management, to your research and development, to do more than just manufacturing? Is that something which is down the line also?
Absolutely. So because of, you know, so frankly speaking, you know, is in Korea, it's very hard to hire the, you know, people in Korea level because of young guys. So is do not want to involve in the manufacturing side. They only want to working in the IT and then also financial side. So I can see so many huge possibility in Philippines. So I'm gonna adding the more, you know, high tech business in here. Like so next step will be we gonna to making some automatic, you know, manufacturing procedure for the metal side. So we are talking with us, you know, machine suppliers. So for example, we already adding the 3D printing. So ideas or we already putting in the here in Philippines. We are selling two machines in Korea, but so eventually we're gonna adding more kind of that kind of new processing. So here in the Philippines.
What do you have been the most important contributions of the Freeport to the business of Dong In?
Compared with any others, the good thing is our pub system is a one-stop service. So once we got the approval from the pub, we can do everything. So construction and then business approval or construction, whatever. So, but compared with our Vietnam factory. So if we do something, we need get the 10 deepfront stamps with each department. It's crazy things. But best thing is here is if we get the approval from the PUB, we can do everything. It's the best procedure for us. And also very friendly, you know, so people are PUB. They try to understand us. So I'm very happy to be here.
What does the future hold for Dong In, and what role does the Freeport Air of Bataan hold in that?
We are now 200 million business per year this year. So within 10 years, our plan is to reach to the 500. Even though now we are 10,000 workers, to reach that level, we need the minimum 20,000 or 25,000 workers within 10 years. Plus, we're gonna build a huge number of more buildings, and also we're gonna bring so many different technologies here. So that is my dream. We're gonna have two more factories here, so within a year. And then we already have, as you know, we have a USA company, Wavy. So we hit the market in the car seat business. So last year, during the Black Friday week, so we sold out 5,600 car seat in US.
Car seats?
Yeah, baby car seat. So that we are also developing new technology of car seat. So that is made in our Scout factory. So we gonna set up the, you know, is a kind of a new paradigm of this car seat, you know, technology made of aluminum, not plastic.
And that was a conversation with IS Jung, CEO of AFAB Locator Group, Dong In Entech. Tune in again next episode for more of 55-15-5, the FAB Anniversary Series. This has been Bing Kimpo for Voices from the Freeport.
Voices from the Freeport.